So there are lots of plans. We have a 10-year park strategy, which refers to how we look at the parks and open spaces in general in a very generic term and how we apply certain changes. And the committee prior to me being appointed as chair 4 weeks ago was already looking at a repair programme. So I think the committee was fully aware that they were in disrepair. They're looking old, they're looking tired. We've undertaken a few capital schemes where we've done works for the Splash Park in Nobles Park, for example. We're implementing the new park. Eventually, it's taken a long time to get this park on the promenade, but there's lots of different aspects to why. However, once it's in place, it's a new park. My concern as the chair was coming in looking at this, that was the lack of maintenance and how can we make these parks last longer? Looking at reports that have just come in about the states of the current 15 play areas that we look after, there's nothing significantly wrong. They look tired, they are old, but with a bit better care and maintenance, I think we could get a lot more use out of them. And my goal is to try and ensure that happens on a more regular basis. I think it's something that's probably been failed at previously, and now is my opportunity to ensure that going forward we have a regular repair and maintenance programme so we get the best out of what we're buying for our play parks.
Would you be able to explain how the council's maintenance programme should work or how you would like it to work?
Probably how I would like it to work. It's probably an ideal situation, isn't it, where on an annual basis we're going round and we're making sure all the little things, any chip paint, any loose caps, any loose bolts, any tightening, you know, that kind of thing is done on a regular basis to avoid things becoming unusable. I think that would keep them looking fresh and it would help them last a lot longer. And that does happen. Don't get me wrong, you know, I really have to express how much our team are constantly working around these areas. And if they see anything that's damaged or dangerous, it is dealt with immediately. We also have a report it function where people can report issues and obviously contacting councillors. The health and safety aspect, I'm not too concerned about at this point. I'm aware that there are issues with certain items, but I feel like they're addressed as quickly as humanly possible. It's really about keeping them fresh and clean and looking nice and usable for longer.
You said you have 15 play areas to look after. So how will you see all those fitting in with the new strategy that you're going to implement?
I think each needs its own strategy. It needs its own line, doesn't it? It needs its own. I mean, these 15 areas, five of them are within Nobles Park. The others are scattered in and around the housing estates and other areas of Douglas. Each needs to have its own maintenance programme. Not everyone's the same. They all provide a different service to their local community. Nobles Park, obviously, a much wider community. So they'll need their own strategies underneath the main strategy. You know, the main strategy should be that each one has its own plan, I think, and then that plan is in line with the equipment and the area that it services.
What is the department looking to improve then with regards to the parks? Is it, as you say, just painting and general maintenance, or is there like equipment, like climbing frame replacement, or do you think that would be further down the line?
I think it depends on, again, on what this potential new scheme offers. If it offers us an opportunity to do community engagement, then we need to be looking at what the community at present needs. Personally, I think each park has a good 10, 15-year lifespan. That's the lifespan of a child. So they want to see a park that's consistent and usable within their life period. If we're looking to 10, 15 years, then we should then be looking at renewing with the community engagement to see what is better for what's needed in that specific area.
But I spoke to a dad who has concerns specifically about Governors Hill play area and the park there. So are you able to give reassurances that that will be looked at as part of the council's wider scheme?
Absolutely. I mean, every park will be looked at and they will need to be prioritised. I believe some work had already been scheduled at the park in Governors Hill for the matting. So some work has been done. There's more to be done on the matting. It definitely needs a lick of paint. I've had a look at it myself and it's not great, is it? And I think what people, and I've learned certainly from reading these reports, is actually you can look at a park and think, that's looking very tired and old. And actually, with a rub down and a paint, it can look brand new again. It's just as usable. So yeah, it's more of an aesthetic sometimes than anything. So if we can keep on top of that, then they're gonna last a lot longer and look a lot better. That's not to say that we're not looking at capital program as well to start replacing some of these parks. Like I say, I think personally that should be a 10 to 15 year program where parks should be refreshed and renewed.
Obviously, the other thing that was mentioned in the council meeting was that there was no or the very little budget for doing maintenance works and that being carried out. So would you be able to explain like what you've been left with and how that will be included in the maintenance strategy?
So I think we definitely have to start putting together a maintenance budget based on what we believe needs to be done on an annual basis. That's quite simple to do. I don't see any huge issue with that. Historically, I don't think that's been done. We've been working on a very reactive approach, and that, I think that needs to change. We need to be proactive. We need to be prepared for what's upcoming. And the only way we can do that is by having a budget in place that covers what we know is coming up rather than reacting to issues and trying to fix them after.
The plans have been announced for the new play area on the prom. So how do you see that fitting in with the maintenance strategy? Obviously, that is probably one of the biggest play areas and parks you've probably got or will have. So how do you see that fitting in with the maintenance schedule? Will it have its own or will it be included in the wider plan?
I think it needs to start. It's a perfect opportunity to start, isn't it? You know, we're putting this in place. What's the annual requirements to maintain it as best as possible? So it's a great opportunity to say, this is the format we're going to use for all our parks. By having a strategy that says the annual maintenance is done on that park, we can use that as an example for the others. So it's something I have raised previously when I'd sat on the committee previously, that whilst we're investing this money, we have to make sure that going forward it's maintained in a way that's getting the best value for our ratepayers and our users. I would just like to add that, or just reassure people that, you know, we are regularly checking for health and safety. I don't believe there's any major concerns. There may be a few trip hazards, there may be a few things missing or a little bit loose, but this is checked regularly. If anybody sees anything, please get in touch, report it, get in touch with your councillor. And if any of the Governors Hill group would like to come and have a chat with me, then I'm more than happy to maybe start that in community engagement with them as soon as possible.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.